HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Tech Central, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
This week we're talking about facial recognition. And while most tech can be equally good and bad, this might just be one of those areas where the distinction is anything but equal. And here's why. To begin with, the reason that companies like Amazon and IBM are now pulling out of this industry is because these software are inherently racist. And hear me out here. A study conducted by the National Institute of Standards and Technology in the US back in 2019 proved with empirical evidence that facial recognition software are less effective when it comes to people of color. The funniest thing is that now that companies are pulling out, this is the study that they're citing. Somehow they didn't see this study before. And the NIST study, by the way, is the one that most people follow when they're checking the accuracy of FR software or whether a particular FR software should be used. In fact, when the NCRB in India, the National Crime Records Bureau, sent out a tender for its automated facial recognition software, that's AFRS, being NIST certified was one of the requirements in that. I've also spoken to firms like Stacu and NFU Labs who developed the FR software that police forces in India use. Stacu actually works with almost all police forces in North India. NFU Labs is the one that developed the software for the Delhi police, which was used to screen crowds during the CAA protests in Delhi. And these companies tune their software to Indian faces to match the various skin tones we have, the various face types we have. But what none of them could answer is what happens when global criminals come here. Yes, they do tune it to some extent, but like the NIST study found, facial recognition software as a whole is not accurate. In fact, having said that, I should also say that NFU Labs never got the NIST certification. That's not because they didn't try, they are waiting for NIST to test their software. At least that's what they had told me a few months ago when I did a huge long story on facial recognition. But that's just one of the reasons why we shouldn't trust FR software. It's a huge reason, but yes, there's much more. It's possible that the use of facial recognition in India is illegal altogether. So, I had written about this again earlier. According to privacy lawyers and cyber lawyers, the right to privacy judgment, which the Supreme Court had passed some time back, makes it very clear that you can't do something that infringes on our privacy just because there are no laws against it. And that's exactly the thing. India has no regulations for or against FR at the moment. And because of that, the right to privacy judgment would say that you cannot use FR. You have to create laws before you can use FR. Not only has our government not created those laws, they actually used FR to screen crowds during the CAA protests. Home Minister Amit Shah had told the parliament in March this year that they used this software along with the driver's license and voter ID databases in order to find miscreants. Now, what I discussed in the last episode was targeted surveillance. What I just told you is what is called mass surveillance. And according to cyber lawyers, even targeted surveillance might be illegal in India just because we do not have laws against it. So what exactly are we giving up our privacy for? And when I asked that question, you could always say that, what about the pros you discussed there? This is where we have to take into account the fact that there are actually lots of instances worldwide where FR software has been banned. There are cases in the US where states have put a moratorium on the use of FR software by law enforcement. The Indian government hasn't done that yet, and there is no talk of regulation either. But Given that the talk has started all over again, maybe we should take a really long, hard look at the use of FR and decide whether we even want it.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.